Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
All the theater people out there are going to love this. This sound has been trending on Instagram this week like crazy.
We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
You familiar with that, Raven?
I'm not, but I love show tunes, actually.
Yeah, it's from Matilda.
Wow.
Yeah, people are going viral because they're doing things that are breaking the rules, and they're doing it to, you guessed it, that sound.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're being a little bit naughty.
See? I understand.
Yeah, but I saw one that caught my attention that I thought was well done. So Lil Nas X and Zedd threw this massive party at a rented out mansion in L.A.
Yeah.
And I guess when the guy gave it to them to, you know, to rent out, he said, whatever you do, don't throw a party here. Right. The real head. Thousands of people at this mansion partying with Lil Nas X and Zedd with this playing in the background.
We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely.
You know,
you get it.
I feel like, right, you have to know that this is going to happen when you're renting out this house, right? And the truth is that if you're one of these stars that is doing it, I mean, okay, what do? They hit you with a fine or damage or security or whatever you put down on it. And you got a million views out of it anyways, or 5 million views out of it anyway. Seems like a decent investment, right?
I have to guess that it was the promoter that booked, that, you know, rented that place.
Yeah.
And then these guys just got paid to be there. Because I can't imagine that Lil Nas X is just out there trying to.
Sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
I mean,
I've
Lil
seen
Nas
some
X.
Of his, yeah, some
maybe.
Of his outfits.
Maybe I'm right. Yeah, maybe you're right.
Sometimes you break the rules. I mean, I threw a party one time at my parents' house. You know, they went on a family vacation, right? And they asked me, and it was the first time as a teenager that I was like, no, I'm going to stay. And, you know, of course, you give the speech. No, I'm just going to hang out. It's July 4th. I'm going to, you know, spend some time at a friend's house or whatever. And, of course, the second they were out the door, we threw a raging party at my house. And the deck caught on fire. And the other corner of it was like it destroyed. It like fell apart. And then I kicked out everybody that slept over the next morning because they ate my Fruity Pebbles.
Oh. 100%
real story. Had to explain what happened to the deck. You know, got in some trouble. But I survived it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, obviously, that was a long time ago. But just last week, you know, we had, it's a secret, I'll tell you right now, is that we had, you know, Pyrex, right? Your cooking stuff.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be warranted forever, right? And so we got a chip on the cover. And instead of dealing with warranty, we just went to Walmart, bought one, and then put it on there and returned it and said, look at this cover, it's cracked.
Be a little bit naughty.
I was just a little bit naughty.
I mean, that's not nice. You broke the rules.
No, but I brought it. I mean, I told Walmart it was chipped, so they'll have to deal with that thing. You know, I mean, I waited forever in the customer service line, so it seems like a pretty fair trade.
I was trying to think, when was the last time I actually broke the rules? What was the last time I was naughty? And the truth, I feel like, is when you get older, for the most part, you're not. The only time that I could think that I constantly break the rules is every time I get behind the wheel because I have a real problem with going the speed limit, and I'm working on that. Actually, I'm not.
Right. Nobody's working on that. Nobody's working
on that. And it felt good when I said it that I was working on it,
right,
but it's not really the truth.
You aspire to think that you'll work on it.
You ever break the rules? Like, what did you break the rules? Like, it's so funny as an adult, unless you're some kind of criminal, for the most part, you leave a life that's on the straight and narrow. When was the last time you broke the rules? 1-800-330-9999. And if you want us to disguise your voice, we will. This sound has been trending all over Instagram this week.
We're told we have to do what we are told, but surely sometimes you have to be a little bit naughty.
Breaking the rules. People are showing themselves breaking the rules and playing that audio sound. And it got me thinking, as an adult, when do you break the rules anymore? Unless you're some kind of criminal. Turns out, there's plenty of times when you do. 1-800-330-9999. Jack, when did you break the rules?
Whenever I go to a store and they have that new parent parking spot available, I always just park there. I don't have any kids.
Oh.
I kind of like it.
I don't like it.
I kind of, all right. I know why you don't like it. I mean, it's not proper. But let's say there's four of those spots out front and there's, you know, no cars in any of them. They could probably make room in one of those spots for them, right?
No.
Right? Come on.
What if four new mothers roll in with those heavy buckets that they have to cradle in their arms with their baby in there?
Okay.
And now you're going to make them park 700 feet away because this guy's got to park 1 foot from the door?
I mean, we're saying that there's no way, no way possible that there's any other space that's relatively close. That's a big assumption right there. Mm-hmm. All right. Also, every new mom should know by now, you can park on the curbside pickup lane. They ain't using that stuff no more. Just pull up right there. There's a dozen of them out front. Pull right in there. That's where I park. I park right in the curbside pickup.
That might be worse, actually.
What space are you in? 3, 4? What does it matter? They're all empty.
Vincent, when did you break the rules?
Man, this is actually a good one. So I've been using my neighbor's Wi-Fi for the past 3 years. They have no idea about it.
Is it really that bad? I mean, I know it's breaking the rules, but is it really that bad?
Yes. It's like, I mean, every time a movie or a show or anything pauses or glitches, every time Alexa takes 7 minutes to write something down, set a timer, turn a light off, every single time you go to click on your Ring camera to see who did what or left something and it just goes buffering, buffering, buffering. Yes, it's a big deal. It's the neighbor using your bandwidth.
Now it makes me wonder, because all those things happen in my house.
Yes, of course.
Is somebody using mine and I just don't know it?
It's highly probable. You know what you got to do is you got to change your passwords every once in a while, too, because when the kids, if their friends come over and all that, everybody's on your Wi-Fi. Everybody.
Oh, my gosh. I've definitely never done that.
Oh, you got to change the password.
Sophie, when did you break the rules?
Yeah. Back in the 90s, I had a bit of a flirt with one of the bouncers at a Korn concert, and I snuck in that way. I didn't have any tickets. Couldn't afford the tickets at the time. Probably can afford them now.
You start telling me you're flirting with the bouncer, I'm thinking you're sneaking backstage.
Right.
But all right, into the show is good enough.
Yeah, just into the show was fine for me.
It's a different level of flirting, right?
Yeah, exactly.
You probably made the right choice.
Thank you, thank you.
I try to flirt to get backstage a Huey Lewis in the News. It was like one of a good friend of mine. It's like she's like obsessed with them, like,
which is so strange.
I know. And I was like, she was like, well, I just want to get backstage. I'm like, I'm gonna try. I'm gonna go hard.
Awesome.
You know, we're like, well, it'll be funny.
You couldn't pull a pseudo celebrity card. You didn't have enough cred to get back there.
No.
Oh man.
No, I just bat my eyelashes. Like, I mean, when you're
be
like,
fair,
they wouldn't
he
even
was huge.
Either.
He was huge for a while, so you probably had it. You know,
I mean, but this was like 4 years ago.
Oh, it was recent.
I know.
Thought that I was going to be okay.
Yeah, this wasn't when the power of love came out.
Yeah.
This is like
rejected. So rejected. Then we literally tried to go behind the concert venue to go to where the trailer was.
Yes.
Also rejected right there.
Authorities called.
Well, if you ever see Korn come around, it's easy to get into.
Yeah, you got an in. You got an in, right?
Exactly.
You know how to do it.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.